cost is often cited as the biggest barrier for shifting to a healthier or more environmentally friendly diet, but new research has found that the average Australian family could save more than $1,800 a year by making the switch. It was a study done by Deakin University, and I'm pleased to say that we welcome to the program this afternoon Tara Goulding. And now I believe Tara led the research of this study. Thanks for your time, Tara. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Brent. How are you?
Good, thank you. Most people will say, oh, look, I can't afford a healthy diet. I can't afford to just buy healthy food. It's too expensive. But this study has sort of blown that excuse away, hasn't it? Because you did a comparison and you went out to supermarkets. The researchers priced baskets at Coles supermarkets. But it wasn't just one or two Coles supermarkets, Tara. It was different areas. Am I right in saying that you went to the Coles supermarkets?
Yeah, that's right. We looked at Coles supermarkets in every state of Australia, in metropolitan areas, and we also looked at Coles supermarkets in various socio-economic areas as well, because we wanted to make sure that the diet is affordable not just for people in the higher socio-economic areas, but also those in more disadvantaged areas as well.
And what was the end result of the shopping at all of those Coles supermarkets? What was the average saving per week that a family would make if they bought the healthier food option?
It's around about $35 a week cheaper to eat healthy and sustainably. And I admit I was a little bit surprised when we first did this comparison. There's a lot of research out there that says that consumers believe that healthy food is expensive and also that expensive food is healthy. So I was one of those people too who thought that I couldn't do it because it was too expensive. But yeah, it turns out we were all wrong.
Tell me about this. It's called the Planetary Health Diet, and it's billed as being beneficial to both human health and the environment. What's the Planetary Diet all about?
To put it simply, it's a diet that focuses on plant-based foods. It's not, or it doesn't have to be 100% plant-based, but it's minimally processed foods that's produced from sustainable food systems. So things like brown rice, oats, wholemeal, grain bread, fruit and vegetables, nuts with just a little bit of meat, and it's mainly chicken and fish as opposed to beef and lamb, which has a higher environmental impact. And it also has quite a few beans and legumes to increase the protein intake as well.
Okay, so this is a positive message for people that are thinking that they can't afford to go out and have a healthy diet. So you see it each and every week. I mean, if you go and do your weekly shopping at the checkouts, you can compare it, can't you? You see the trolleys that are just full of junk food, and invariably those people are overweight.
Well, unfortunately, the way that we're eating at the moment, models have shown that by 2030, a third of the entire global population is going to be overweight. So we really do need to change something with our diet, not just to save the planet, but to save ourselves as well.
Only this week, there was another study that came out, and I think it said that Australian men are the third, we're the third country, Australian men are the third most overweight men in the world.
Well, Australian men need to get onto the planetary health diet.
They really do have to get onto the planetary health diet. So is it similar to that of something like a Mediterranean diet?
Yeah, it's very similar. The Mediterranean diet is focused more on health, whereas the planetary health diet, it takes the principles from the Mediterranean diet, but also adds in sustainability as well. So things like looking at water use, land use, greenhouse gas emissions that go into the foods that are in the diet, that's what entails the sustainability aspect of it.
Tara, what do you say to people that think, oh, I don't have the time, I'm busy, I just don't have the time to do this diet because you've got to cook the food?
Now is actually the perfect time to give it a go with everybody being, well, most people being home more often. We can't go anywhere else. Give it a go. Try cooking something from scratch. Bulk cook every Sunday for the week. Do things in the pressure cooker that take 5 minutes instead of an hour. It does require more time and effort. We're not skirting around that issue. That's something that we have said in our study as well. But the results are worth it.
Were there other surprising results out of the study?
Mainly just the cost saving was the big one, but also the fact that this, if the world does something like this diet, it can save something like 11 million deaths per year just from the health benefits alone, not even looking at the sustainability principles.
And I see the study says that the planetary health diet could even be cheaper by, if you reduce or even eliminate the meat portion, just eating the fresh produce. People would be surprised at that, wouldn't they?
There's different ways that you can reduce the cost. Buying in bulk is one. Growing your own food is another. Reducing the meat even more. Things like we included salmon in our basket. You could swap that for tinned salmon or take it out altogether. There's lots of ways that it can be adapted to what people actually prefer to eat.
Interesting study. Thank you for your time today, Tara. Nice to talk to you.
Thanks so much, Brent.
Okay, bye-bye. Tara Goulding, there you go. That's interesting, isn't it? So you can eat healthy and you can afford to do it. And it's good for the planet, as they say.